Hi, this is Dr. Mohammad Saeed. You're treating discharge 70 patient. First name is Sultana. Last name Farhat, F-A-R-H-A-T. Correction, last name is F-A-R-H-A-T. Phone number is 2621441, period. Date of admission, 10-17-2022, period. Date of discharge, is 10-29-2022, period. Principal diagnosis is encephalopathy, period. Secondary diagnosis, altered mental status, period. Next line, urinary tract infection, period. Next line, sepsis, period. Next line, large hiatal hernia, period. Next line, diabetes mellitus, period. Next line, stroke and chronic kidney disease, stage 2 or 3, period. Next line, history, this is a 65-year-old female with a history of diabetes mellitus and stroke, presented in the emergency room with the altered mental status, period. Rest of the history and physical is admitting as NP, period. Next line. Hospital course patient was admitted to the hospital through emergency room, and she was on cardiac monitor unit. Patient had altered mental status and was seen by a neurologist, and patient had a CT scan of the brain repeated. Also had a long discussion with Dr. Stoker regarding possibility of urinary tract infection, and blood cultures were negative, period. After 3 days, the patient started feeling better, and after that, the next day, the patient started having altered mental status again, and her ammonia level was slightly elevated. The patient was on lactulose by GI. And then the urine analysis did not show any bacteria, period. Blood cultures were negative and white blood cells was improving. Had a long discussion with infectious disease specialist Dr. Stroger, and he ordered WBC tagged CT scan of the whole body, period. After that, patient was mostly groggy or sleepy and barely responds to external stimuli, period. Patient wasn't to antibiotics, which was eventually stopped. And the patient was seen by gastroenterologist, period. Meantime, patient blood sugars was done ACNHS and sliding scale was followed, period. Next time, patient has a chronic stroke with a contracture of the foot, period. Next line, review of system, colon. Patient's daughter stated that she had no fever, comma, chills, comma, headache, comma, head injury, comma, falling down, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, diarrhea, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremity, period. Next line. Next line. Many times I had a long discussion with family regarding treatment plan, and all the questions I answered to the satisfaction they verbalized for understanding, period. After that, patient was not able to swallow any food because of severely altered mental status, and speech therapist saw the patient and stated that patient should be NPO. Hence, feeding tube was inserted and feeding was started. Meantime, patient was continuing to be NPO. And then on the day of discharge, patient's daughter stated that patient is not improving and she wants to have patient transferred to Alexander Brothers Medical Center, period. Other consultants also notified about the status, and patient was then accepted by Alexander Brothers Medical Center for a higher level of care. Also had a long discussion with patient, and she agreed with the plan. Period. End of dictation, actually, correction, next line. Condition at the time of discharge was stable, her activity was as well, her diet was 70 control carb diet, period, next line. Skin is healthy without any rashes, period. Next line. Medications are as per the discharge reconciliation list, and my partner, Dr. Dux, is going to follow up the patient in emergency, period. End of dictation, electronic signature.